Next, we'll talk about trespass to personal property. How does that occur? It occurs when an individual unlawfully harms or otherwise interferes with the personal property of another or interferes with the owner's right to exclusively possess that item. The elements for that is lawful possession of the property by plaintiff. I may not be the owner, but I had lawful possession of that property, that personal property. And there was an unauthorized entry on the property by the defendant. So personal property. Conversion. Conversion is a step up here. What happens here is any act of depriving an owner of personal property without that owner's permission and without just cause. The elements here is that the plaintiff has rightful possession of personal property, and the defendant intentionally interferes with that right of possession of that plaintiff, and that interference deprives the plaintiff of the possession or use of the property. Okay? When property here, we're not talking about land, we're talking about personal property, books, you're talking about shoes, cars, those kind of things.